As New York City's public advocate, Bill de Blasio led organizing campaigns around a multitude of city issues, from stop and frisk to tenants' rights. But in March 2012, de Blasio also made an unusual foray into foreign policy, launching an online campaign targeting car companies that did business with Iran. WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports on the politics of de Blasio's Iran watch list.
It was the only foreign policy issue Bill de Blasio took on as public advocate. On the day de Blasio unveiled the Iran watch list, he appeared on New York One, where host Errol Lewis posed the obvious question.
Tell us why a city official is getting involved in foreign policy. Not unusual for New York, not unheard of, but a little unusual for you.
Well, de Blasio called Iran the biggest threat to U.S. security and to the state of Israel.
The bottom line is Iran is the state sponsor of terrorism that is most active in the world, and we sadly are the number one target.
De Blasio said it wasn't enough for the U.S. government to have sanctions. Consumers here in New York City could also have an impact by boycotting car companies that sell their vehicles in Iran. The watch list was also politically helpful for de Blasio, giving him a platform that was important to Jewish voters. His first step was to run the idea by an old friend.
So this was sort of part of an ongoing dialogue about some of his goals as public advocate and some of the things he wanted to achieve.
That's political strategist Matthew Hiltzik. He ran outreach to Jewish voters for Hillary Clinton's Senate campaign, while de Blasio was the campaign manager. Hiltzik is also on the board of the Jewish Community Relations Council, which was one of the organizations that backed the Iran watch list. In a review of de Blasio's 2012 public schedule, the subject of that meeting was simply listed as media. After that meeting, de Blasio arranged calls with leaders of local Jewish organizations explicitly about the Iran watch list. Hindi Pupko of JCRC and Iran 180 says the groups welcomed the support.
There is a long-standing tradition of New York elected officials getting involved in both national and international issues, and we believe that this is very consistent with that tradition.
One week after launching the Iran watch list, de Blasio gave his global boycott a more local target.
New York's taxi of tomorrow will be, I'm happy to say, the Nissan NV200. And it's going to be the safest and most convenient cab the city has ever had.
That's Mayor Bloomberg in 2011. A year later, de Blasio and Assemblyman Dov Hykind stood outside the New York Auto Show to protest the city's Taxi of Tomorrow selection. Nissan is on the Iran watch list. The future of the Taxi of Tomorrow is up in the air at this point, now that a judge has struck down the city's plan. But de Blasio's early opposition to the Nissan taxi proved beneficial to his mayoral bid. One of his biggest bundlers, Taxi Club president Gene Friedman, raised nearly $50,000 from 11 donors. But Friedman says he backs de Blasio for more than his position on taxi issues.
I think Bill de Blasio gets a lot of credit for, just as a man and as a politician, for standing up for what he believes in. And I think that you have to respect the man.
On the issue of Iran, de Blasio continued his tough talk outside the United Nations last month and cited his watch list. Several of the car makers originally on the list did stop doing business in Iran. This time, asked whether a mayor should have a foreign policy, de Blasio gave a more measured response.
I'm very familiar with the fact that we are one of the centers of this world, and therefore a lot of issues come up in New York City that have international ramifications. But our focus is on the people in the neighborhoods of this city.
The Iran watch list continues online. It may expand in the coming weeks to target electronics companies. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.